Before words can be encoded or can have the meaning extracted from them, they need to go through a process of being encoded as words by the visual system. And there's a fairly large literature on this showing that there's a region of ventral occipitotemporal cortex on the left, particularly in the region of posterior fusiform cortex, that seems to be particularly involved in visual word encoding. And this has been shown in both fMRI and also in EEG, both intracranial and extracranial studies. And it seems to have a peak very early on, anywhere between about 130 and 200 milliseconds after a word is shown. One thing that hasn't really been studied with this, though, is what the role of this region is and how visual word encoding happens in bilinguals whose two languages share a common orthographic system. So we wanted to see whether in a group of Spanish-English bilinguals where the orthography is the same, does the visual word information go through the same system to get to these later higher representations? So we studied this in a group of Spanish-English bilinguals, as I said. We did a very simple semantic single word task. They were just doing size judgments to concrete nouns. And very briefly, the methods we use, we combine the temporal resolution of magnetoencephalography, which is like electroencephalography, EEG, with the spatial resolution of structural MRI. So we take the MRIs from the individual subjects, and we reconstruct the cortical surface, and then we inflate it so that we can see inside the sulci and gyri to see the full activity. And then we take the MEG data, which is on this time course here, and we map it onto the cortical surface using inverse method that was developed by Anders Dale. And this gives us high spatiotemporal resolution to see how the activity is changing millisecond by millisecond. So for a single word, you can see the activity starts in the back of the brain in the visual cortex and moves forward. And by about 400 milliseconds, it's in these sort of more anterior temporal and inferior frontal regions. What we found, a peak in the response at about 140 milliseconds, which, as I said, is about the right time for this kind of thing, in ventral occipitotemporal cortex. And if we look at the first language, this is Spanish, you can see that it's pretty left lateralized, right where you'd expect it to be at about the right time. But if you look at the second language, it's entirely bilateral. And this is a significant effect, that there's much more activity in right VOT in the second language than there is in the native language. And another way of looking at this is to look at the time course of the activity so you can see how it changes over the course of a full trial. And you can see that in the first language here, there's an overlap in both languages, there's an overlap in left VOT. But there's a pretty large difference at about 136 milliseconds where L2 is greater. The other thing that we're finding is that on the right, in L2, there's an effect of stimulus repetition. So some of the words were only shown once, and some of them were repeated several times, and so you get this suppression effect of a lower amount of activity in when you show a repeated word. And this is a significant difference here, where you get greater activity to novel words and less activity to repeated words. So the one interpretation of this is that first of all, it seems like the second language is recruiting a more extended network of regions to do this task compared to the native language. But I think one interpretation would be that this is a more difficult task in the second language. They're all more proficient readers in Spanish. And you do tend to see in the literature that right VOT is recruited more in cases where there's poorer signal to noise, whether that's visual signal to noise. So if you increase the amount of visual noise on a word, you get more activity in right VOT. You also get more activity in right VOT in children who are still in the process of acquiring reading skills. So this may be related to that, and I think also the fact that we're seeing this repetition effect here, obviously it should be an easier task if you've already seen the word just a few seconds ago. So maybe what we're really seeing is that right VOT is recruited in the less proficient language in a case where it's a more difficult task.